Kamishkas or Pratyas, Torah Anytime, and Kalalashim. Come inside, make yourself at home. All the Chashuva people somehow end up here. All the Shuvim end up here. That's the matzah. My Rabbi Isai. Amen. 4 years ago, I was introduced to a certain professional who was dying of Yerem Machla. And he was brought into the room upstairs. Somebody from my server brought him over. And a professional, Baal Tshuva, a title mensch, and he was mamish, dying mamish. He was on the spot, it was a terrible thing. He was choking. And he had genomysis, and he was finished. And I says, bring him to me, he's not dying. Forget it. He almost died the other day. I was there, yeah. Give me this dying business. I'm not into that sugya. And I hocked him and cuffed for a half an hour. You're fine. Stop the garbage. He walked outside and he was cured. I'm kidding around. He was cured. It was over. And the guy who brought him was like, not shy. And he came to my vod. And he announced it in front of the whole vod that Mandel was a Machiah Mason, boys. Whatever he did here, Mandel did a job. Saved the guy's life. So I told him, and he says, I had to do with it too, but Mandel had about 80-90% was him. He gave me the credit. And I says, you know, you also, and we were fighting a little bit, and finally I decided, I think the Abister is also involved. Anyway, he lived 4 years. He was just Nifta. I'm dedicating the Vod to this person. I have no shazza. He doesn't live around here. Big tzaddik. Hashem should help him. Yenavel Petaslis. The Alta's Yartzeit is coming up. It's Zayin. The Navarta Gaelim was very, very comfortable with Rabaran. His Yartzeit is coming up. Very comfortable, not stunned. Reb Nosson, I don't know what he felt about Navardig, but when he met Reb Gershon, it was over. He was out of his Kalim. I remember him telling me, Atzadik Yisrael Olam. He was out of his kelim for him. He gave me a drasha like the Yidus. He used to encourage me to go there. Go to Navadik. I'm not saying, what's back there? The altar for Navadik. Now, I want to tell you something. I'll tell you a vote that he said. There are people who have an Azer. But they turn that Azer into a Kenegdai. Oh boy. People don't appreciate you turn the Azer into a Kenegdai. And there are people that have Seichel and they turn a Kenegdai into an Azer. That's one of the Alta's big betlach. When he missed a train, he would say, look how early we are for the next train. Positive thinking. They asked Reb Chaim Kanevsky, there's an alone about Navardig in Eretz Yisrael. They keep putting it out. And they asked Reb Chaim, what do you say about Navardig? And Reb Chaim told one story. Surprising, that was a story he told. Because the Kanevsky family considers themselves Navardig. I mean, not in my Mahalach so much, you know, what I took from Navardig. I don't believe they're learning 3 hours Musar a day. Which I don't either, but at least by me, that's, you know, but different. There were two groups in the body. Anyway, the they asked Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim says he said one ma'aser with the altar, and the ma'aser was that he kicked his own son-in-law out of his yeshiva. His own son-in-law he kicked out of his yeshiva. And so his own son-in-law, afterwards, he needed a, it was not easy. Chaim Shalevitz, his father, Alter Shmalevitz, what was he doing? In the middle of Musa, he was getting carried away with Lumbus. And the Alter said, out. We don't want you there. And Reb Chaim Kanevsky, of all stories of the Alter, he picked that one. It's interesting. And he said, why did he have to do that in public? This is, and he said, because he wanted to make a roshim. He wanted to make a roshim. And they say he went out of his way to get him. What he did for his relatives, he was a rav. His father's, he should have been the yerush of his father. His sister needed a shidduch. So he got his sister a shidduch. And how do you get a shidduch? He wanted a chash of a person for his sister. So he told him, you take my sister, you got the job. You'll be the yerush of my father. You got a rabbanus. The altar, what he did for his family, the avod that he had. I was in the varmkeit. The whole family, the varmkeit. Even the tzugikimina. I once spoke to one of the tzugikimina. Ooh, the varmkeit going on in that family. The varmkeit. Warmth. Now, warmth is the opposite of gaiva. Don't worry about it. You're fine. But that's what they told me in the Vatican. Warmth is the opposite of gaiva. We're all warm. That's official. Nobody's about gaiva. Not these days. It's over. Anyway, the varmkeit. Now, I had the privilege of going on a tour. There were like 200 Bali Musa got together in Russia. It was, the occasion was Rabbi Sol Salanta's Yahrzeit in Königsberg. And they got, well, 200 people. I was invited to come with, and I came along. And very fresh of it. People were there. Rabbi Weintraub was there. Rabbi Shlomo Volbo was supposed to be there. A Talmud. It was a Riesinger. That's Lobotka and Avadiga. Sol Salanta. We saw different people there. Went to the Chavetz Chaim's Keva. We went to Volozhin. Volozhin, Slobodka, Kelm, Ramatashio was there. Ramatashio was singing Adonai Lam of Kelm. Ah! It was at nighttime. Kelm Beis HaKvaris. Somehow I felt a lot of Menucha in Kelm. It could be to my head. By the Kelm police station. There was no Kelm, but I felt, oh, I got Kelm. This is it. Anyway, we were in Kelm. City of Kelm, very volume. And it was very emotional. The whole thing was beautiful. And there was a Yid there who was the son. He was a Navardiga, the son of the Yitzchak Olansky, Rabbi Yisrael. Was he a sweetie pie? Not shyest. Was he sweet like sugar? He had been in Siberia together with his father. Ah, his father, Yitzchak Orlansky, once told me he saw some kids that didn't look, there were some family issues. And they didn't look like, they looked stressed. They looked tense. And he had such pain to watch them. Bothered them. They don't have a good home. Now, the way he wrote a book about his father, Lapid Eish Navadik, that's what it's called, Navadikai. Rabbi Yitzchak Orlansky was the last living Talmud in Altman from Navadik and the Altman Slobodka. He had learned in both places. And he left Slobodka to go to Navadik. He said when he first met the Altar, he said, uh-oh, he's one of those, you know, better watch your move. You know, they said he was in a forest for many years alone in a place of Didas. He was petrified. And he met him, he saw just the opposite. He saw Simcha and Simcha and Simcha. The Alta was one of the boys. He was best friends with every Shagetz. He slapped him on the back. Camaraderie. He had no airs and no, he was heavy. He was heavy. The Alta from the body was heavy. Medium height. He was heavy. As Gaben Afule. For Vanadus Goskiven, Hara doesn't make sense. He ate nothing. But that was the matzah. And Afula. There's a Meister, Rabbi Miller, says about, that's all. About, he met an Elta, Zayda or Elta Baba? I think an Elta Zayda. An Elta Yid, whose Bobby had seen the Vilna Gaon. Remember the story? Bobby had seen the Vilna Gaon. How did she see the Vilna Gaon? They went to see the Vilna, a bunch of ladies. She was giving birth, you know. Everybody, the minig was to go to the Vilna Gaon. But I don't mean muscle me if I joke around a little bit. They didn't have Mandel those days. I'm joking. Do you know how many people had easy ladies? Beliyah in her. I gave brachas, easy lady. Okay. I'm waiting till, you know, they're going to recognize my greatness and come not just for my bracha, but, you know, that the kids should zoicha to be like, I'm joking. Anyway, I need more covered. I've never, Yesha moderates the Messiah. I want more covered. Come on, Rabbi said, lay down, think, you know how great I am? You know you're dealing with, you know what a great person I am. Ah! Am I gevaldig, a masmin, and a tzaddik, and an evid. I could tell you, my greatness. I just found out something interesting. Rabban Kotler. My father never told me this, but my father had a job selling sforum. And those days, there's a lot of shyness with the kashrus at a sforum. The way my father told me the story, he went to Rabban Kotler. What should I do? Sell it. It's my panosa. What should I do? Rabban opened up a tosis in Shabbos, and he said, you're not allowed to sell it. And then he looked up to my father, and he said, was for the yetzton? With tears in his eyes. What are you going to do now? He started crying. Rabban. Ah. My father was okay. They just helped him. Anyway, but there's another girsa I never heard. The chayiv of my father. I just heard it from one of the Enochlach. The other girsa is like this. I'd rather like the other girsa better. This doesn't seem wise. He said, the Rabban said, so my father said, my father asked him, what am I going to do now? Rabban told him, he said, Panasa, I don't know what's going to be with you. Of a good kind against the hub. Good kids you're going to have. So that girsa I happened to like. And now it answers a burning issue all these years. How did I become so great? I'm a product of Rabban's bracha. Now you know the secret. It's okay, Chavir. I'm just joking. Anyway, we're getting back to Rabbi Yitzhak Golansky, that's all. Oh, the Vilna Gaon. Boy, if you come to my vod, we're going to need you. We're going to need you to find out where we're up to. It's such a pleasure being a Vardiga. I told you about it, but the guy, he lost where he was up to, and he pulled a fast one through the back door, and he made it fit into what he was saying, and he covered up the fact that he lost his train of thought. I don't cover up nothing. Worst comes to worst, they call it a prop. They get covered. You know, oh, he keeps losing. It's probably one of his prop. You know, he's probably doing this to get the Zionists. We know. That's probably what they're saying. So I advise everybody join the party. You do anything wrong. Oh, it's a prop. So he's doing that for a while. And they laugh. It gets people to laugh. It's already a good thing. And you get covered. And I keep telling them, it's not a prop. It's Rachmanis. That's my matzah. They say, no. We know you. It's a prop. What do you do? Go fight with them. They all think I'm a holy man. Anyway, so I'll live with that. We'll work that out. So then he said, what happened? So they're going. So this is the story I heard Rabbi Miller Zatzal told over the story that he met this Alter Yid, who his Bobby, I think it was, knew the guy. And she sort of got a bracha from the guy. And she saw the guy. She came with a bunch of ladies. The pregnant ladies wanted brachas from him. It wasn't a geya. He needs to take a walk now. That's the way the story goes. He's taking a walk. Ladies disappear, please. They all dispersed, and the guy took him a walk. I don't know what that means. Because I heard, whatever it is. He walked over a bridge. And she was a smart woman, this fellow's Bubby. And she decided, I'm going to see the Vilna Gaon. And she was hiding under the bridge as he passed. And she saw that he had a double chin under his beard. And she said, how did that happen? You know how much the Gaon ate? You know how much he ate? He took a kazayas in 24 hours. That's it. That's why he lived so long. The less you eat, the better it is. Go ahead. You think it's a joke? The less eating is in cup, you need to eat. But that's okay. I eat for different reasons. Anyway, I don't even suck at all the gulgulim. Anyway, I might say in chesed. I see the darkest for holidays. The oichel, the am belayel of a gisa by am belayel to be masaka. What's back there? Pleasure to see you, Rebsim. Anyway, so the Vilna Gaon. He had a double chin. He was heavy. So the pshat that she gave, he ate one kazayas and he took a toothpick. That's what they say. He took a toothpick. He made a alatis yadayim. His alatis yadayim was, that's what he really ate. And the way he made a bracha, the gain, only gain what he was. We have a picture of him. Anyway, and then he ate and that was it. And then he benched. So, question is, for one kazayas in every 24-hour period, how did he get so heavy? And the answer she gave, Taita! The geschmack in learning made him heavy. You heard this, Maisa Neva? You heard it. There you go. I was afraid that. Who knows? You got the story. Anyway. So, this... I saw the altar from the body is Vieza Gavona Fule. That was a big question. How do you get so heavy? Anyway, let me tell you this, Rabbi Sai. We had a special bus. We had 200 people there. And each bus had, we were lucky to get this Yisrael Olansky to be our guide for the tour. He was showing us around. We were in Vilna. And remember he showed us, that's the house of Rav Chaim Moshe. I remember the house. And the way he talked about Rav Chaim Moshe has given the tate for all yeshiva about the warm kai. He was oozing with warmth and warmth and warmth and warmth and warmth. The way he spoke, every word he said was, and this is giving Yankala Horovitz, and this is the way everything was a leh. Everybody was a bubble by him. He was full of love, the warmth, the way he spoke. And he repeated 20 times, Rav Chaim Moshe giving him the tata, the way he kept repeating it to our father, the warmth and the warmth and the warmth and the warmth. I took two yidden. Come inside, Rabbi Sai. You got the right place. Come inside. Tiftara, machta chaymesh, baruchim aboyim. Come inside. Where's the warmth of Nevada coming from? Now, I took two young alike to France once. And we went to watch see Reb Gershon. I remember one thing, Reb Shaul Miller Zatzal should be a schiz for his hailing in the Shama. And another yid, a tidy yid, Marty Katz. Tidy yid. We went together. And we were walking to Orly. Ask anybody in France, in the Vatican, Orly. Hashem Orly. Orly is a French name, whatever it is, but That was a, it's a big base of the, this is probably still there now. They built it up already. And it's in the middle of a forest, a bubbling brook. You want to learn how to think with using your own head? Move away with an oilam. The Abedidus is everyone together is misbited, and you take each other apart and kill each other a little bit. You know? No, I'm worse than you. No, I'm worse than you. You know? I got into a big machlokes with a famous Rav in Lakewood. I won't say his name in public, but I got the biggest. I mean, he's not shy. He's a gadol. But we got into a fight. What can I do, you know? I'm not perfect. We got into a fight. He told me whenever he gets depressed, he turns me on. And he says, every single time I cheer him up, because I'm funny. I was getting nervous about, am I still funny? That's my, if you ever see I look like I didn't sleep well last night because of my anxiety issue is, am I still funny? That's very important. Anyway, so he made me feel like $1 million. This is true, by the way. The other part is not true. I sleep good. But so he says, every time he gets depressed, he turns me on. And every single time, it cheers him up. And he is a phenomenal speaker. He's an Adam Godel. And he's also very funny. He's hilarious himself. And he tells me, you are funnier than I am. He told this to me. But Rabbi, how did I like that one? He knew... He knew what I would enjoy hearing. But he wasn't a lie, he really meant it. And then it didn't pass for me to just, you know, he's a funny person. He says, no, I hold you're more funny than I am. And he says, no, I hold you're more funny. I says, no, I hold you're more funny. We got into a fight. We never made up. His machlokes is, you have to do tshuva. You have to have more. Then he had another one. We got into a fight with somebody else. He told me, you know, I'm a big raid of COVID. He says that himself. He says, I tell him, you don't know me. I'm a bigger raid of COVID than you. He says, no, I'm bigger than you. We got to do another machlokes, who's a bigger raid of COVID. I finally said, I am the raid of COVID adur. I'm the official. I'm the raid of COVID adur. Anyway, but let's get back to, so the Vamkeit of Reb Gershon, I had my shepherd. First, we were walking through the forest. And he was bringing us, he was so proud to bring the Americans. It was such a schus to visit him, to be mechazik, the place they're coming from the States to see, you know. He mentioned Reb Gershon. The God so Elam gave Tzibrisk, and Tzibrisk, you know. And you, Mendel, going to Nevada. That's me. Anyway, nothing wrong with Brisk. Brisk is, there's a story with Brisk and Nevada. There are all the good stories there. Have to check out if they're true. But anyway, they had similarities. In fact, I am officially a brisker when it comes to money. I don't go knocking on doors there. I'm totally brisk. Brisk, wait for the money to come to you. I do that. I wait and it comes. Oh, yes. I'm doing great. I never knock on doors, none of that stuff. And I say, hey, Mr., I need money. Boom. Anyway, it's not as easy as it looks. But David helps me. So, we saw the way there were thorns in the way. Now you're talking. See that? Money's coming to me from all sides. I don't know what it is about me. Everybody's all right. The money flies from all directions. The money's right the fifth of me. Anyway, so what happened? Then what?
Berheim said that if someone would lock themselves in a room in their basement somewhere, the money that was supposed to be on Rosh Hashanah would come to him.
That's what he said? Yeah. Good stuff. Yeah? He said that. Yeah, they're very good. Let's try it. Yeah? We're all going to become millionaires. Anyway, so what happened? So he was passing through thorns. We were passing, going through the woods. It's full of woods. It's murder. It's healthy. To hang around woods and be alone. Your mind isn't dominated by my Yom Rabrius. You're thinking for a change. You think your brains are yours? Oh, Lordy. Your brains are total. His opinion, and her opinion, your Ebbetson and your And it could be your 2-year-old daughter is also part of the picture, because if you do things she doesn't like, you know, then you're in trouble. So her opinion becomes a whole big zach. And the Shvega's opinion, of course, I'm joking. You should know, I want to say something about the ladies, because I make a lot of fun. I don't mean it. Nobody should say that, chas v'shalom. You know, if not for those two holy ladies, the imams, we'd be able to, the others were Kodesh Kedoshim, but if not for the Sari Imenu, you know what Yishma would have done? Thanks to the Mama Sarah, and the Abishter was on the lady's side. And if not for the Mama Rivka, Esther would have gotten the brachas. Jewish ladies. You know what a Jewish lady is? Now I have to somehow rectify what I just did now. The men are in trouble now. I'm joking. They're not in trouble. The ladies understand that the men are still the men. That's dumb. Anyway, so as I was saying, so he passed through. There were thorns over there. And Rav Shaul Miller Zecher Tzadik Lebracha noticed the way he walked through. And the thorns, we were American. You know, one of these Altamirs once saw an American the way he was putting on his shoes, something. He said, das an Americana Fuß. You know, it's American foot. Watch out what you're doing. You know, Americans are, you know. So they used to, anyway, so we went like this. You know, you don't want to get ripped. You know, the thorns were all over the place. And Rav Gershon, Rav Shaul Miller mentioned it. He walked right through it and ripped him and he didn't hop. And is he bleeding? Oh, I'm bleeding. Oh, that's so interesting. I ripped my pants. Oh, that's nice. Another prod. You know, it could be. You know, the way he passed. I remember I asked Marty Kasselzang, I asked him, no, we were standing behind the machitza looking at Rav Gershon. He sat like this. But first he spoke to us. And the base of Didis, the way he was Makaravas, is oozing with warmth and simcha. He was real, real, real Navarik. That was the Yalta. Warmth and simcha. And I asked, no, Marty, what's your opinion? We both look at him. It was such a thing to look at. Like he walked around with a straight back, like a general. They say the Yalta was like that. And it wasn't, because in Kelma, other shittas, they teach you how to walk like this. You know what the Alton Slobodka did to get his boys to have straight backs? Everybody in Slobodka, you better have a straight back. Self-esteem. Don't walk like a yuckle. No good. There's somebody, they say he couldn't. He wasn't walking straight the way the Alton Slobodka liked. And as much as he tried, he can't. He says, okay, I got an idea for you. He bought him a new pair of glasses. Rabbi Miller's what? That's what I heard. Miller said it over. He bought him a pair of glasses without temples. Right? And he put him and then, from then on, he straightened out his back. Don't worry. He straightened out his back by buying him glasses without temples. Now he's walking all day like this. With time, he was one of the Slobodka boys who walked like he owned the world. By the way, Navarik has also walked like this. But, I don't remember them doing, not mainly, the Musa did the job. I once asked somebody, how come Rav Gershon walks like a general? He says, HaMusa, the Musa, the Simcha. They didn't work on no Simcha. Sukkot, 7 days, they worked on Simcha. That's it for the end. That's not our thing. Just stop looking for cover and start having Betachon, and boy, are you oozing with Simcha. That's all. Get rid of the roots of all your depressions, right? My yomer abrius. Get rid of all that stuff, and you're the simcha. I remember I was once, someone was mavazim me, and I never felt so good in my life. It was like a load off my shoulders, because till then I had a stress with this guy. What does he think of me? You know, does he like me? He doesn't like me. Right after he gave me a good bazillion, I was alleviated. Now I don't have to make an impression anymore on this guy. One guy less to impress in my life. You know, he doesn't hold for me? Is that official? That's terrific. Now I can breathe. Less the better. You don't hold for me? It's great. I'm free. I don't recommend not so fast. You have to be in my madriga for that. Anyway, I'll tell you, I was on top of Zionist, and I never davened Shemineser like that in my life. I davened a quiet place. Come inside, make yourself at home. Jack is waiting, the goose is here. Arak! Somebody promised he's going to bring me a vodka with, what was the kind we had last time? Caramel Kiss. Well, it's coming. But in the meantime, we had good old Arak. It's good stuff. And Goose. And look at this. We got more stuff, new stuff. Look at this. See? The new stuff. That's Johnny. See? We have Johnny. We're doing well. You know, people tell me, Mandel, I know you. You have Johnny, right? I says, how do you know all that stuff? Oh, we're watching you all the time. Anyway. So, who was I talking about? The Warmkeit. The Warmkeit. That comes from working on Midas. The warmth. You love people. And the Vardiga didn't go so much into doing. They did plenty in Chesed, Avos Yisrael. That was on their agenda. The Kapitchenitzes? Avos Yisrael! Just think about it and talk about it. Avos Yisrael. Make that part of your agenda. When you're walking in the street, think. If you're not petrified from everybody, think, I love everybody. Just think that. I once did that with a gvir. I needed money. And before I barely knew him, but I started thinking, I love this guy. The next thing I knew was $1,000. I didn't say a word to him. Their mind, he sensed, you know, you do that. Try it with your wife when you're angry at her. You know, I like my wife. Do that. Think. You know that in Slobodka, I heard two versions. I heard the Chafetz Chaim. Someone from the Chafetz Chaim Sever. I think he's a Mashkiach today. And so, Aziz Kait. Who is he? Givaldi. His name is Binkowitz. He used to be in the Lakewood area of Kiev. Became a Mashkiach. Kiptarain! Machtel Hamish! I'm honored to have. Come inside. All the Chashuvim are coming. Chashuvim are here already. Anyway. Machtel Hamish. Anyway. So, what was I saying? Where am I up to? Help me out. Yeah, yeah. So he said, they have to feel the respect that you have for them. Don't say nothing. Think, I respect this guy. I love this guy. Keep repeating it. Just you do that. It works. I got $1,000. That was the first $1,000. Ever after, the guy loves me. And he once told me, family, I love this guy. I barely know him. You think positive thoughts. You can do it with anybody you want. Even your teenage kid that's making you my sugar. Stop telling him I love you, that stuff. Because he says, well, I don't love you. And now you're in trouble. But if you think it, then you play safe. You know, no one sees what you're thinking about. And you can think, I want to tell you something about the mind. In your mind, I once heard it's a saying in the Welt. Your mind, you can make it a Gan Eden or a Gehenna. Your mind is yours. I once said to somebody like Almana, an Almond, somebody who never has problems. And I says, you want to be unhappy? Your mind, nobody can tell you how to think. You know how many people who have had something happen to them? Rahmana Litzlan, something a death and something not. And they, you know what they're all stressed about? All these people are going to come saying, Nebuch, they kill you when they do that. You know that? And other people are different. Some people like it. Most people I speak to, I says, you want me to validate you? I'm not into that sugya so much. I want you to improve. Maybe some people need to be validated. You cry alone with me. I've said I can do that better. But what are you going to get out of it? Sometimes you need to hear a guy for an hour till he cries his heart out. Then you can start giving aches. I don't have the time for that stuff. But not the Kazowitz. That's how one said that. He said, give the guy a full hour of your time and listen to the guy. Then you can start telling him, I don't have time for that. I'm on the phone. I have 45 calls a day. Next! Anyway. So what was I saying? Now, in Slobodka, Rav Hutner was also very into respecting people, but he vocalized it. I heard two different shitas how they did it. Either you could, some made you feel it. I felt my shver zatzal. Rabbi Rotman should be a schuss for him. He was plenty good, even though he wasn't a Litvak. All right? I hope the Litvaks don't mind what I just said now. He was a Hungarian Yid, a Thomas. He was plenty good. By the way, there was a Yid in Los Angeles, an Alta Bacha, a sweetie, who never got married. He's a Talmud who saw Yaakov Lipchansky. And he used to talk, he was a man with Tyson, you know. The Olam in L.A. was like a little Balbatish those days. There was no Olam, nothing was done. And he was like a class by himself. He was into learning, and he had Tyson, he had depth. And he used to tell me, Aaron's all right, my father-in-law. He's one man who knows what's going on in the world. My chef was a Ben Taira, you know. You could be a Ben Taira. Yeah, only Lakewood's. I'm joking. Every place, you could be a Hungarian Ben Taira. Where does it say that Ben Taira is only here? Chop. You could even be a Balmusa, even if you're not part of my club. Not so easy. Joking. Anyway, Balmusa is much harder than a Ben Taira. Much harder. Not a joke. The thing about Musa, Rabbi Kreiser once said, to give a shir, mela. But to say a shmus, you got to live it. Who do you think you are? But I'm already holding big madrega, so I'm allowed to talk. Anyway, so what was I saying? What? What about the elder? By the way, I'm getting younger. Because when I was younger, I couldn't do what I'm doing now. In my older years, I'm much sharper. You know, I'm more careful. That's probably why I hesitate so much. That's the real reason. You know, never, ever, ever, ever vocalize a negative. Never say, I'm getting old. Don't you do that. The body listens, and the body says, you hold? I'm asking. And watch the next day you walk in and suddenly, hey, I don't feel the same. Don't say you're sick. Ever. I feel great. This happened with me with Baron Shechter. Baron Shechter's Kedish Kedoshim. I have no words for him. Such a holy man. There's no one like him. Baron Shechter. Ah. I was once with Chaim Berlin. I was visiting Camp Morris. Baron Shechter knows he's... Get in touch with so-and-so. That's good for you. You know what they did? Shea Fisherman said, you be friends with so-and-so to lift you up. You hear that? Become buddies with one of the top guys. Don't be, what, you afraid of Gaiva? It'll boost you up. What's so terrible? Anyway, so I told her Baron Shasta didn't look so great. They wheeled him in. And I said, Azag, before Shalema, he went out of his Caleb. What before Shalema? What? Before Shalema? What are you telling me here? And boy, I hopped it so well. No refuah shalem, I'm fine. Don't ever tell a guy you're not looking good. A guy once killed me. I wasn't feeling well. It was taka bad news. And he met me at a chasen, a relative. And he takes a look at me and says, oh boy, do you look terrible. I told myself, until you came along, it wasn't so bad. Now you made it official. You want to hear a story about... You got to watch what you're saying. A boy in my class, a sweetie, but he's a little wild. So what? Someone came over to me and told me, that kid's in your class? Oh, is he a handful? Boy, he's going to make you dizzy. That day, the kid acted up one after another. I didn't say nothing. As soon as you hear, that's a Lashon Hara, so it's poison. And especially Lashon Hara on yourself. Poison, that's what I do all day. I try to do. I must say there is, to counteract all the Lashon Hara I'm saying about myself, and say, that's wrong, I'm just the opposite. That's wrong. I don't care if I mean, feel it, I mean it. Just get that Lashon Hara. How can you function with Lashon Hara? I'll tell you a story. With a certain Rosh Yeshiva that the Elam didn't like. And a he was a great person. He used to get the money. He was a tzaddik. I want to say this, nobody knows who I'm talking about. but there was politics, and they knocked him. They didn't like him, whatever. And as soon as they did that to him, he became somewhat dysfunctional. How you doing? Come inside. Come inside. Come. Jack is here. Grey Goose is here. Make yourself at home. This name is your place. Johnny. This guy. Arctic. Well, the Sephardic. I have a Sephardic taste, by the way. You don't have to be Sephardi. You know, they used to have an advertisement. There was Levy's Jewish rye bread. They used to have signs all over New York. Big advertisements. And a Schwarzer kid with a big smile and big white teeth. You know, when he's black, you see the white, the contrast. And he has white teeth. And he looks, and he's holding a piece of Levy's Jewish rye, it was called. Levy's Jewish rye bread. Jewish rye bread. And there's a big sign, and it said, you don't have to be Jewish to eat Levy's. And here's a Schwarzer guy. I want to tell you about advertisements. There used to be a cigarette. I'll say already, I'm going to fall in. I'm falling in already. What can I do? You know, as someone showed me some Sefer that Avraham Avinu had to lower himself when he went into Kiruv? Some Sefer says it. And someone else, I saw that since, and Naim HaLimelech says such a zach. So, even though I'm a super high madriga, no matter what's going to happen, my madriga is always, by me, it's a kasha inside of some Sefer, and inside the Naim HaLimelech. Even though I became into Kira very big, but I only get bigger every day. I don't stop. You get low. But anyway. So what was I saying? So there used to be Marlboro cigarettes. And they used to have advertisements for that. Listen to this one. Everybody smoked Marlboro. What was Marlboro? Anybody knows anything about cigarettes? Or it's already... It's Chassam Shalom. I'm already like... I don't smoke, but I know about it. I'm not, you're a high madriga, I see. Yeah, but Marlboro, they used to have pictures. They used to sell like crazy. Everybody was thinking, I always wondered, what's this Marlboro? I used to smoke a different kind. I liked something, whatever, menthol, I liked that. What? Camel? Camel, that wasn't easy. There was no filter there. I don't know, torture without a filter. Anyway. I would take this, whatever. They had some cherry-flavored cigars. Remember that? Anyway. So, Marlboro. That was by far the most popular cigarette there was. What was the secret of Marlboro's success? I'll tell you what. There were signs all over. Come inside. Whoever comes to me, I give you a buha. You're going to have great life, everybody. Chayim Tovim, Chaladeus. Come inside. Yeah, you know, that's what I want to hear. Let's stay like this, but let's keep saying that. So it's more. Anyway, so Marlboro. So there's a picture. They write, you smoke Marlboro. A thinking man smokes Marlboro. And there's a picture of a guy, a Shagetz. Cool looking Shagetz holding a Marlboro, and he's thinking. He looks like he's hurrying over a Texas. A thinking man, be a thinking man, and smoke, I promise you, and smoke Marlboro. And then there's pictures of young men and women staring at him, all looking at him the way he's smoking Marlboro. What's the message? You want COVID? Smoke Marlboro. Look at everybody looking. The guy who smokes Marlboro, in your brain, people are stupid enough to fall for that. They fall for it. Believe it, you think it's a joke? It's the advertising, Shabbat. They spend it. The people fall for it. I once, I like lead pencils. I went to the store for a lead pencil, and I like very good ones. Lately, I'm using anything. I've shown you. Dalton and Kelm had a very expensive pen. When you write, you're very tired. Do it geschmack. Anyway. So I liked a good lead pencil. I want to be able to erase and underline when I'm learning, whatever. So I wanted a good lead pencil. I go to the store, and there were a couple of young fellows. My four guys were standing there. Nice guys, schutzen. And they said, the four guys were standing there, and And I asked them, what? I want the best lead pencil you got. So they, all four, Penn Ashland, they're all the same. I says, come on. They're all the same. And they all, they, Penn Ashland. And there was, yeah, it was like 10 different varieties over there. This one, the red one, a green one. This one looks this way, that way. He said, it's all the same. So I says, okay, which is the one that everybody uses? So they point, they'll point that one. Is it better? No way. So why did he use it? Because it's the most advertised. Ounces and cup. We're going to advertise Musa. If Musa gets the right advertisement, either Nishmas, the Altman, the Vardy, the whole place will be learning Musa. You think I'm joking? The only way I'm able to do this, to learn more, is because when I saw the way Reb Geshen learned Musa, was here in Gan Eden. The way he learned Musa, they took off their hats. I don't remember putting on that for Musa. That's my, and the Vardy, take off your hat, chill out. You have problems, learn Musa. Musa is a hobby. In Nevada, it's a hobby. What things are bothering you? Learn Musa. Musa answers it by me. It's shorter. That's, I know. I have. You know, in Breslov, I see them. One of the Cheshens, he was here, sweetie. He said, he once told, he told me himself, he told somebody that Shlomo Cheshen's brother, a very chashuv mensch, he was here for Yerushalayim. He said that he told the guys who have other issues, you have this issue, that issue. I have a different, I don't have your problems because I spend an hour a day talking to Hashem. That's by me, it's Musa, it's similar. It's you spend, sit there, write down what's bothering you, make a joke out of it, and learn, I cannot type about Kabbalah, I saw them in a Olam, and say it a few times. That's so delicious, learning Musa. And if it's not working, how much fire you gonna get? Now listen to this, Rabbi Sai. Yaakov Avinu said, "Ulai imusheni avi." Now the Gemara in Makkos, this is Nevi and Mitzvah Lepasim. The Gemara in Makkos, world famous. Nevi Emes Mavava is Rav Safra, but the Emes is Yaakov. Which one is that? It's a pasuk. Yaakov is the epitome of Emes. Why? Because he didn't want to say sheker, but he said sheker. But he said, I don't want to get in trouble with, if I lie and make believe I'm Esav, then I'm in trouble. So because he said, I don't want to lie, he had a good negir, he doesn't want to get cursed by Chasu Shalom, right? As his mother said, don't worry. But because he didn't want to lie for a negir yet, he's called Ish Emes. The epitome is Shtik Emes now. Who is the biggest masmin in Lakewood? The guy that would like to learn and it's not making it. Oh? Who is the biggest Baal Chesed in whatever? The guy that talks all day, I wish I could do Chesed, but it's not happening. According to this Gemara. How do you like that Gemara? It's a bomb. No? It's a bomb. All the guys who want, Rachman Aliba boy, Abishta, wants you trying and you want, Abishta's Rachmanis, all those people that, all the Nebuchs, nobody's a Nebuch. You think you're a Nebuch. It's all in your head. Your mind is your boy. You, no one can tell you what to think of. Now I come into a crowd and I'm intimidated because there's a lot of chashuv looking guys over there. I don't know how to deal with it. So there's, sometimes I tell myself, who wants to be chashuv? Who needs that garbage? I like to be Mr. Nobody. Like they say, I'm pleasantly plump. You know, I'm pleasantly, bless this mess. You know, when you have a junky house, the house looks a little bit not so, your wife isn't so good at it. Bless this mess. I like it. So messy. So I like messy. I like being a little bit not so, I'm a little crazy like everyone else. If you accept your brain, you learn Musa. Learn Musa, you don't care. You should know, in Havana, whenever I had trouble, better most of very people chepping me, I always got the same answer. It's kinna. That's a healthy way to go. The guy's jealous of you. He's chanting, oh, he's jealous. That's the standard. That's what you got to always do. He's jealous. But I'm such a yokel and he's so much bigger. He's jealous. That's the way to go. I heard this kama pama. And there it's baloney and it's nothing. Anyway. If you spend your mind with such power, you sit down and force yourself to think positive thoughts. Watch what happens. Machlal, just positive. Think happy thoughts, any kind of happy thoughts. Trach good, the tzemach tzedek. Trach good, with zayin good. Think happy thoughts. And the more negative you are, the more you mekayim a mitzvah of having betachin. Do you know how many, you know, the Beis Halevi, all the Rishonim speak, do you know how many psukim there are to have betachin? Rabu Mizel, Beis Halevi says you can't count them. Every other pasuk, betachin, 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 Yeshaya, Yirmiyah, Tehillim. Oh boy. Betachin, betachin, betachin. How come there's so much psukim? The whole Tanakh is flooded with psukim of betachin. Why? Because that's where the yid is supposed to be, and that's how much chizik he needs. You know, you take a look. The Chavis Habava starts off with, he has the same, he has Yeshaya, two psukim in Yeshaya, three psukim in Yirmiyah, two psukim in Yechezkel, he has something like, he has like a whole list. Every pasuk is saying the same exact thing. Al tira mehem, al techas, mepneihem. Al techas, al tira. It's all the same thing. Tira, techas, don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. What's he repeating himself? World leap psukim. So I wanted to say, because you wanted to get in there, you got to repeat it. It's not going to work. Guy says, "Come on, Daruch Melech, top of it one time." No, no. Say it 10 times. Now it's sinking in. 50 times. I know a yid. I never met him, but he used to call me on the phone. He had a serious issue with a court case, and he won. He was petrified until he called me. The FBI agent was knocking at the door when he called me. And the FBI agent was already against the party that was going to get thrown in jail for 10 years. Someone in the family. And I can't say the details what happened. It was a pachad pachadim what happened there. And they had his number. The guy was dead. This person wasn't worth a penny. They were going to, mamish, let him have it. And the father and the mother were going. I called up the Rosh Yeshiva. They're talking too much. It just gets out in the street. They'll never, their details, oh, forget it. Anyway. So I told the guy, yeah, Besaif, he won. So the detective came in. He's on the phone. The detective came. I said, shtus him by volume, he ain't going to bother you. Listen, and he was out to kill him. And suddenly the detective said, you know, let's overlook that stuff. How do you like that one? I said, I forgot. My betachin on the telephone. Yeah, betachin. He ended up winning, but I had a hard time speaking to him and his wife all day. They were on the phone. He says, Eibishter, take care of them. Eibishter, take care of them. Did they win? And he told me, he said, Hakol Yachol 1,000 times. You say 1,000 times, you won. It's not easy. He did another thing. He heard, 2 hours a day. He holds from him. He's a rub in Muncie. Waxman's underrated. Waxman's Givaldic. So I'm here to advertise Waxman, by the way. I'd like everybody to listen to Waxman. Mandel's not bad either, by the way. I'm going to listen to Waxman. It's all the same. It's us. I heard that Bells is doing great stuff. What Bells? We're doing great stuff. What's Bells? They're here. I mean, don't give me that garbage. It's us. Where's the actors? You're out of your mind. You can make a stumble. Well, they're a different type. Whoa! We're making it. The Frum Jews are making it. I had a Rebbe. Never do that. The brisk is it. What are you doing? Us. We have brisk. It's us. If you say that, Hashem gives you schar together with them. In the next world, you're one of them too. You're not like, okay, we'll give you what you held and that you didn't hold from. Okay, you're getting what you are, and that's not part of your schar. Yeah, that's how it works. You got to become part of the group. So I am very happy to be part of this island. It's us. All together, the more achdus you have, the more schar you're going to get. Anyway, where am I up to? I must be getting younger. Anyway, where am I up to? Who? Who? Astus. That's right. Astus. Now, so, do you know where that warmth in the Varda came from? This is X-rated. I want to repeat, it's really X-rated. But I'm going to say it. He gives, man, I can't hold out. It's X-rated stuff. Watch out. Beware. You know how to become warm. You know where Menucha comes from? You calm down. And you're not... You know where it all comes from? Learn Sharaknia. Machmia. Give in. The whole Shara is so relaxing. Watch out, because your ego may be in danger. We have to be careful with another. I'm serious. In fact, I've read a long time ago, Paskin, better be a nervous Balgaivinik, because you may end up a calm guy that's doing nothing, because you don't hold nothing from yourself. Sharaknia has to be handled with care, but it's Kedush Kedusha, because if you first write 100 nice things about yourself, remember, partial true, partial exaggerated, and partial lies, but only good. And then read Sharaknia and skip certain parts. Yemamavis. Yemamavis could save your life. Thinking that you're going to die, it'll save your life. You know how much stress people have because they think they're here forever? That's Esav. He thinks he's here forever. It's not a malos. Ramatasya, I once asked him, how do you deal with all your issues? He says, I know I'm leaving the world. You know how much easier it is? So your teeth are not working. This isn't working. So what? So you're not so popular. I'm leaving. I don't live here. I'm not here forever. What's so terrible? Have you sure? I saw in one of these forums, it says, Kol HaMaduk B'Yisurim Zachem B'Yisurim, right? Olam Abba. You got Yisurim? You're lucky. Yisurim. Yisurim. Now, what do you do when you get Yisurim? Say, I love all that pain. I like it. I like it. You know what they did to the people in Korea? It's a true story. I just heard it. It's an MS story. That America was at war with Korea. When I was a kid, in the 50s, they were fighting in Korea. North Korea was, everyone was killing each other. And they captured a lot of American soldiers. And then 20, 30, 40, I don't know how many years later, they said, okay, you're welcome back. Come home to your mother, your father, your television, your pizza, your girlfriend, the Americana, you know, the fun. And the climate's more decent than Korea. Korea's disgusting. It's boiling hot, no? Shreklach. And they're eating rice 3 times a day. Hanging around people that barely know the language. There's no family. Most of the soldiers did not want to go back to America. They were brainwashed. This is good. Korea is a great place. This is no. Eat rice. Sit on the ground. No more chairs. Now, I don't know what they do there. But whatever they're... That's good. In America, they were busy being mavatal, America. And before you turn around, they hated America, they loved Korea. He lived happily ever after in Korea. No father, no mother, no brother. I like Korea. You know what you can do to yourself? Tell yourself day and night that you're a great person. That's Aleph. I'm going to tell you a maisa, true story. Someone comes over to me about his family issues. Oh boy, this member is depressed and that member is depressed. And this one's about to jump off the roof. And that one just is about a basket case all over the place. And the guy himself was like, he was pretty shaky, Shenemal. A nice, sweet guy, a tzaddik. I said, tell me about your background. Oh, I was Zayda. He was Mom and Bashem. He had real betachim. He was a big Baal betachim. He didn't think much of himself. I says, that's the answer to all your problems. Baba talking and Hashem, what about me? Please. I know the truth about me. Don't call me things that aren't true. Don't say it. You have to say the truth. I know the truth. I know the story. If you would know what I do, if you would only know. Oh, how terrible I am. And you don't mean it when you... People go around with that. It ain't healthy. Now, sometimes it is healthy. And if you can't stop doing it, go for it. You'll have a lev nishbar. I just said to myself today, I wasn't getting what I wanted. I said, great, I'm a lev nishbar. I had a problem, you know, things aren't perfect. I'm a lev nishbar, thanks a million. I'm a lev nishbar. You think a lev nishbar is a joke? Oh boy. Lev nishbar, Hashem loves you. If you're nidif, I know Guy, did he have yeshuas? When he was a kid, there used to be regular from a lot. He used to pick on him. He was the type that you could play games with. And he was a very, you know, one of those. And he used to get it. He used to start up with him, bullied, right? Okay, he was one of those. They chepped him. Anyway, this guy grew up. He didn't change. It's his personality that's sort of, you know, he can't help it. He davened. He says, Rabbeinu Shalom. It says, Afilu Rasha. And he's a nirdaf. Okay? And the tzaddik is right up for Rasha. Davis is on the side of the Rasha. Do you know the Yalda Slobodka, they say? Officially. You know, what really happened? I'm not so sure. I heard he would never kick out a Talmud. He wouldn't kick out nobody. You know what he had in Slobodka? You want to hear Baba talking? He had Teuf from there. He had Chever that grew up and became the worst of the worst. In Slobodka, he had bums. And one of them was Mekalkul Yelim. And the whole Hanhola got together, kicked this guy out, and the elder says, keep me out of that. Vakish Hashem as a nirdaf. I do not want to be a regdaf. And this guy's going to be a nirdaf. Imagine. Or the Kamaisa. They sent a telegram to Bitzel Petterberg. That's his Rebbe, sort of. And Bitzel Petterberg says, you got to kick the guy out. And the elder says, they figure, now we'll get the elder. No, I'm not kicking him out. You want to kick him out? I have nothing to do with it. This guy started davening. Abishtar was a nirdav. He davened that filler, plenty. And things started shining in his life like anything. Things went uphill all over the place. Say it! Abishtar, you love me. Even if I'm a Russian, it doesn't matter. I'm the Nebuch. Nebuchs are the greatest. There's nothing like being a good old Nebuch, then you're going to be a successful person in this world. Hashem loves a Nebuch. What are you going to do? That's something. Don't look for trouble. But if you happen to be a Nebuch. Now, you know how many people? Yeah, I think the Chazon Ish speaks about Musa and Halacha. Chazon Ish wasn't so. Musa, you know, he once listened to a shmooze from the Altman Slobodka in Tel Aviv, I think it was. When the Altman finished his shmooze, the Altman goes over to him and he tells him, I thought you were Miss Nagde HaMusa. What are you listening to my shmooze for? Because Chazon Ish was known to be against Musa. You know what the Chazon Ish told him? I'm a bigger Miss Nagde to the Miss Nagde HaMusa than I'm a Miss Nagde to the Bali Musa. Chazon Ish, leave it to him. He knew what he was doing.